What's up, guys? W7. We've got Trump now saying that the militaries should strike Iran and hit their nuclear facilities first. And we also have this leak that is now outlining that they are watching Israel and their movement basically from spy satellites or from satellites above. And they're seeing certain munitions, key munitions, being transferred. And drone movement, UAV movement, that is consistent with getting ready to launch a strike back at Iran. Now, we've been told, they've stated that they expect this to happen whenever they want to, basically, but also before the election. So, time's ticking away, and we have the B-2 stealth bomber active. It hit 5 Houthi sites. And this is the aircraft they would use if they want to hit something deep underground. It's in the area. If they're going to hit a deep underground nuclear facility, it's going to be with that aircraft and the weaponry that it can drop. Because only it can. Per what we know out here on the world stage. But these are pretty big announcements here. I'm not sure what else you're going to get telegraphing their moves here before a big strike on Iran. And it's sure to affect things in the media and in the headlines and around the globe approaching Election Day. Now, Trump has also asked for protection to have military jet escorts and to have basically military weaponry to protect him because of these threats from Iran. It's pretty obvious they're moving it in that direction. So if Trump gets in there, unlike last time, this time it's going to be all four going right toward Iran. So Trump seems to think striking the nuclear facilities first and worrying about all the rest later is what they need to do. That's what he's saying. Join me on the live streams where I talk about this in greater detail, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. Hope to see you guys there. Much love.